from Tidbits on June 21st, 2010. This is iTunes 9.2 released to support iOS 4 and iPhone 4, written by Adam Sangst. Apple has released iTunes 9.2 with support for iOS 4 and iPhone 4, along with a few other minor changes. On the iOS front, iTunes 9.2 adds support for syncing the iPhone 4, syncing and reading ebooks with the iPhone and iPod Touch once they've been updated to iOS 4 and iBooks 1.1, organizing and syncing PDF files as books with iBooks 1.1, organizing apps into folders in the Apps tab, and faster backup when syncing with iOS 4. Nonetheless, Apple has made at least one other change to iTunes, an improvement that enables album artwork to appear more quickly. You might also see comments about fixes for security vulnerabilities related to color sync profiles, TIFF files, and WebKit. The good news? Those security vulnerabilities and their associated fixes, according to Apple's security notes, affect only the Windows versions of iTunes. If you notice any other changes, do let us know in the comments. iTunes 9.2 is a 101.99 MB download from the Apple Support download site. It's also available via software update. When you install, expect it to upgrade your iTunes library and album artwork thumbnails. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and really, this is a very, very boring release of iTunes. You need it if you're going to get an iPhone or 4, or if you're going to upgrade to iOS 4 because you have an iPhone, an iPod Touch, or an iPad eventually, when it gets iOS 4 this fall. But other than that, boy, boring update. Necessary, but boring. Sigh.